Even in the mundane things.
We've been trying to schedule days and make sure that our pulpit's covered, the pulpit ministry's covered. And Troy called up and was like, you know, hey, what would you have me do? You know, we're going to come. When would you like to have me come? And I was kind of looking like, oh, what did the schedule? He said, oh, we got an open day. It's like, yeah, we can make that work. So I'm like, okay. He goes, you just want me to give a quick message? And I was like, no, we're actually going to have you do the whole thing. So I just felt like the Lord was saying, he has a word for us. And talking with him today, I believe it's a word for us. Along the same things, the same vein, a lot of the sermons we've been hearing, you know, we come here to worship the Lord, but we come here to be equipped to go do the work of the ministry. And so we need to have willing hearts to go do the work of the ministry. Because when we start walking with the Lord, being led by the Holy Spirit,
it's going to be a challenge. I've yet to run into someone who said, yeah, I gave my life to the Lord. And went, oh, it was the easiest thing after that. No, it isn't easy. It's a challenge. And it seems like the more you minister, the more you do for the Lord, according to what you feel he's leading you to do, the tougher it gets, does it not, Troy? The challenges keep growing. But you know what? It's from glory to glory, the word says. He takes us from glory to glory. And the glories grow all the time, but the challenges grow so that his glory can grow even more in us. So we're going to go ahead and bring up Troy. As Ashley, his wife, is speaking to the children, we get kind of dual service out of them. So let's give them a warm welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Rick. Can you hear me? Good. I want to say, first thing, Bună dimineața, which is Romanian for good morning. I am very glad to be here with you guys and very excited to be back. We were here 2 or 3 years ago, something right in that range, telling you that we were on our first trip getting ready to go to Romania. And here we are over 2 years later saying we are back and we are excited to be back, but we're even more excited to be going back to Romania because the people of Romania still need to hear about Jesus. So the first thing I want to do this morning is I want to kind of introduce my family and I and kind of what we do with a story. There's a girl named Maria. She's about 17 years old, lives in a village called Chocănești. She lives with her grandmother. The reason that she lives with her grandmother is that her mother had considered aborting her. But her grandmother said, no, don't do that. I will raise her. I will take care of her. And as she's there 17 years later, she began to notice something in her grandmother's life. A change because of the work that she was doing at the church in Chocănești. Maria started going to this church and being a part of it. She attended Kids Romania events, outreach events that we, as part of Kids Romania, would put on. And she began to hear who Jesus was in a way that she could understand. And as she began to notice these things, and she began to hear and learn about Jesus, she said, you know what? I want to give my life to Christ. She repented, she accepted Christ, and shortly before we left Romania, which was in June of this year, we found out, as this picture shows, she was getting baptized in that church. It's stories like this that say, this is why we do missions. To see the lives transformed and the people that we are ministering to. Well, as Rick said, my name is Troy King. My wife Ashley is back with our kids, your kids, my kids too, our kids. She's back there telling about Romania, but this is the rest of our family. This is my daughter Harper. She is 5 years old. My son Ezra, 4 years old. My other daughter, Cora, will be 6 months old tomorrow. So yes, if you're doing the math right, she was born in Romania. there. We are missionaries to the country of Romania. We work with an organization called Kids Romania. Now, Kids Romania focuses on three main areas of ministry: evangelism, discipleship, and leadership training. Through the process of evangelism, we get to do all kinds of fun things. As I said, we get to do outreach events. Churches call us and they say, we want to do something for our kids. We just don't know what to do. Can you come to a program for them? So we will come. We get the opportunity to do clowns, to do puppets, to do object lessons, and to teach these kids about God and give the community a chance to connect with the people around their communities. We also get to do camps. How many of you in this room, maybe you went to a camp this year? There's a couple hands. Our kids get to go to camp, and it is because of your giving. Through the Montana Student Ministries, they gave $8,000 for the kids of Romania to go to camp this year. We had it, and it was an exciting time to be a part of, to reach these kids and help them to grow their relationship with God. We also get to do something that probably not a lot of people get to do. We write, film, and produce our very own TV program. Everything is done in-house. All the ideas written, all the filming, and the acting, the editing, the producing, everything we do it in-house. Then the second thing that we do, discipleship. It is important that people come to Christ, but even more important is that they are disciples and they grow in their faith. Part of the discipleship that we do is through a program called Junior Bible Quiz. This is a program somewhat along the lines of a Jeopardy, where they're asking questions about the Bible and they answer these questions. Can anybody tell me, in as simple a definition as you can, what is sanctification? I heard separated somewhere over here. Set apart. I know 5-year-olds who can tell you. Sanctification. Separation from sin and being set apart to serve the Savior. Do they have any idea what that means at 5 years old? No. They just know that's the answer to the question. But what this has done is it has now given them a foundation that they can build on as they grow older. And they learn and they can understand better what it is, those things that they learned when they were children, what do they mean and how can they apply more in our lives. Another thing that we do, for anybody who's familiar with a program called King's Castle at Estilo Del Rey, very, very popular in Latin American culture. It is a big outreach event, but then it is an intense Bible study for these kids as they are discipled in their faith and they grow. And we need to be a part of that. The last thing that we get to do is leadership training. Children's ministry in Romania is still a very new thing. There are lots of people who say, we want to do kids' ministry. We don't have a clue what we're doing. Please help us. So we will go to the churches and we'll say, here's how you teach a Bible story. Here's how you do puppets. Here's how you minister to children on their level. Because anybody knows, ministering to a child and ministering to an adult are two very different things. So we help them understand this is how you minister to kids on their level, so they can understand. One of my favorite things that we got to do, I got to do it about 3 times in the 2 years that we were there. In one of the cities in Constanza, there is a school, a Bible school, for students who want to become missionaries. And every year we get the opportunity to go to that school and we take a whole week out of their semester and say, this is children's missions. And I love that opportunity to go and say, I'm going to teach you how to minister to children and now you get to go out to the world and minister out there. I love getting to be a part of what that is. My wife and I could probably tell you many, many more stories of the incredible things that God is doing. But we know that would not be possible without people like you. We need people like you partnering with us financially
supporting us and saying, hey, we want you to go and be a part, because we can't go, but we can send you. We also need people like you to say, hey, you know what? I may not be able to give, but I can pray for you. We need prayer warriors on our team. And so we know that we cannot do it without people like you. You guys already support us, and we say thank you very much for that support. Continue supporting us. If you're interested in hearing more about Romania, how you can support us more financially, at the end of the service, we'll be in the back. We have a table back there. You can come talk to us. We'd love the opportunity to connect with you, tell you more stories about Romania. The last thing, I was telling you about Maria. We're still connected to our church in Romania. They were the ones who told us this. They told us shortly after we got back to the United States, Maria was back at a church at a prayer meeting of some kind. And we found out that while she was there, she was baptized in the Holy Spirit at 17 years old, which means that the Holy Spirit is for those who are still young. It's not just for those who have grown old. God is doing some incredible things in Romania, and we are so lucky to be a part of what God is doing. And if you want to be a part of what God is doing in Romania, come talk to us. You don't even have to leave the country. You can stay right here in Billings, Montana, and you can change the world. And we would love for you to be a part of what God is doing in Romania. Before I get into this morning's message, I just want to say a quick word of prayer. God, I just ask that your Holy Spirit would be here. That you would move through us today. That you would challenge and encourage us by your words. Not my words, but your words spoken through me. So Lord, bless us this day. And we thank you. In your name we pray. Ask, are there any parents in the room? Any parents? Whether you've been a parent a long time ago, or recently, any parents in the room? How many of you have ever heard something like this? But Mom, I don't want to go to school today. Anybody hear that one? I'm sure you've got your own list of things that your students say, but Mom, but Dad, excuses. Everybody has excuses. Some of them, I'm tired, I'm hungry, I forgot. I forgot things. Parents and teachers have heard excuses since the beginning of time. Do you have any teachers in the room? I see a couple of them. The most popular excuse as a student that they've tried. Any guesses? What was that? I don't want to. The most popular excuse, you've probably heard this one, some of you probably use this one. The dog ate my homework. Anybody? You heard that one a few times? The dog ate my homework. I never had a dog. I could never use that excuse. Of course, I was also a kid who really liked school, so I didn't make excuses about that one. I tried other excuses, but I got school. Trying to get out of something to make excuses. first time